Several of my colleagues and I are gravely concerned about new regulations being rammed through by the Obama Labor Department. These new regulations, written by Hilda Solis, Obama's unelected labor czar, would effectively criminalize anyone under the age of 18 working on a family farm and performing any number of common farm chores. The regulations were proposed last fall and written up in the Federal Register, but they're only really coming to light now because I think no one really believed they'd ever actually be implemented. That's a measure of just how radical, how extreme these rules are. Under the Obama farm rules, no one under the age of 18 would be allowed to help drive a truckload of vegetables to a farmer's market or a roadside stand. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. It gets worse. And here, I'm quoting directly from a Department of Labor press release. The new regulations would ban anyone under the age of 18 from working in grain elevators, grain bins, silos, feedlots, stockyards, livestock exchanges, and livestock auctions. By that standard, I'm not even sure they could participate in a number of events at the Niagara County Fair. The most obnoxious part of all, though, is the section of the new regulations that revokes the federal government's recognition of safety training and certification conducted by 4-H and Future Farmers of America, something they've been doing and doing well for decades, and instead requires farmers to attend a new 90-hour training course run by federal employees. These ridiculous new rules put incredible strain on our family farms, and as of last census count, we have 801 family farms here in Niagara County. Agriculture is one of our top industries, producing more than $104 million in economic development annually. Unfortunately, our president, who hails from Chicago, apparently doesn't understand the pressures on our small farms. I've spent the last couple days, after it became apparent that the Department of Labor intends to push these regulations through, talking with farmers in my district and with friends like legislator Mike Hill, who has a farm near Middleport, and legislator Dave Godfrey, who owns acres and acres of good farmland up near Wilson. They're all really concerned about this and what it means for farmers and their way of life. We intend to bring a resolution to the floor Tuesday denouncing this plan and calling on our Western New York congressional delegation, people like Kathy Hochul, to not give the Obama administration a pass here. Our small family farms are in jeopardy. Agriculture is far too important to Niagara County for us to stay on the sidelines here. There is a bill in Congress being sponsored by Senator John Thune from South Dakota to block this from becoming law. We hope that our congressional delegation will do the right thing in this case and pass that law. And if the president vetoes it, to override Obama's veto. Our farms and our farm families are just too important to be left behind here.